With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A suspect has been taken into police custody. At least six victims were reported in a shooting at Florida State University in Tallahassee. The extent of the victims' injuries not immediately known, but one person is in critical condition. Police and FBI on the scene at the university. Students and faculty have been instructed to continue to seek shelter and await further instructions. President Trump has been fully briefed on today's Florida State shooting. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has arrived at the White House to meet with President Trump to talk tariffs and trade. The president and Meloni sounded upbeat as they sat down for the trade talks at the White House.
We're going to have very little problem making a deal with Europe or anybody else.
I'm sure we can make a deal.
The president also said he's in no rush to reach any trade deals because of the revenues his tariffs are generating. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump escalating his ongoing battle with Harvard University.
The Trump administration is threatening to revoke Harvard's ability to host international students. That's about 27% of the campus. On Monday, Harvard became the first university to openly defy the administration's demands related to activism, anti-Semitism, and diversity on campus. And the federal government already has frozen more than $2 billion in grants and contracts to the school. The Trump administration is trying to force compliance with President Donald Trump's political agenda at schools he accuses of pushing woke policies. Donna Water, Washington.
Paris is hosting a series of high-level talks about Ukraine and its security. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and presidential envoy Steve Witkoff taking part. A power blackout has hit all of Puerto Rico as the heavily Catholic U.S. territory prepares to celebrate Easter weekend. This is SRN News. The United Kingdom's top court says the definition of a woman is based on biological sex and excludes transgender people.
Britain's Supreme Court has ruled that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act refer to a biological woman. The unanimous ruling means that a transgender person with a certificate that recognizes them as female should not be considered a woman for equality purposes. But the court added that its ruling, quote, does not remove protection from trans people, unquote, who are still protected from discrimination under UK law. George Williams, SRN News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signing into law a bill ensuring faith-based organizations can follow their moral convictions when placing children in homes. Under the Keep Kids First Act, state officials cannot force faith-based groups to place children in homes not aligned with the group's religious beliefs. The bill also protects Christian adoptive or foster parents from discrimination. This is SRN News. An effort being made to disarm the IRS.
Several House Republicans are working on legislation to remove guns and ammunition from the Internal Revenue Service. The Why Does the IRS Need Guns Act would disarm the federal agency, prohibiting the Commissioner of Internal Revenue from using funds to buy, receive, or store firearms and ammo, and requiring the transfer of IRS firearms and ammunition to the Administrator of General Services. The guns would then be sold or auction to licensed dealers, and the ammo would be auctioned to the public. The bill's authors say the only thing the IRS agents should be armed with are calculators. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Spotify experiencing a widespread outage Wednesday. Tens of thousands of users reporting problems with a popular music and audio streamer. The platform said it was back up and running just hours later. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.